Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome, y'all. We are here.
What's y'all, Poodle?
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's 90-day gate, let's love.
God.
Bojang.
Oh, stop. Stop. It just sounds racist when you do it.
But it's right.
Is that what you say to people while you're in China?
Ni hao. That's the extent of what I know. And shishi.
Y'all, Poodle. I'm going to play for y'all. This is our second attempt at this. Third, actually. Cause
we just tried.
Jake decided he could find a quiet, because the lobby has better internet. So, hey, I just want to play for y'all 1 minute of us trying to talk in this fucking lobby.
Enjoy.
Poodle, what
are
happened?
Are you there?
Yeah, what
are
happened?
Are you there?
Yeah.
I was trying to play something out of my headphones. And did you hear it? Could you hear it?
No, I couldn't hear any. I could just hear the like lilting hotel
harp music
in the background. Because y'all, but Poodle, why don't you tell everybody? This is going to be such a shit show.
Way to start. This is not a good way to start. China, can you hear me?
Yes, China's going to fuck this up.
I want to be louder than I am. I don't feel like I'm loud.
That's the only part of I enjoy.
Is this loud enough?
Yeah, we if can I talk hear this you. Out. I'll just have to talk lower.
How about like right into the mic like this?
Yes.
How about this far?
Yes, I can hear you. I feel like this is you're playing a game with some guy you're hooking up. Like, can I touch your ankle? Can I touch your knee? Can I touch your inner thigh? Can I suck your dick?
Can't you hear?
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, that was really great for no one.
The harp was playing My Heart Will Go On by Titanic, from Titanic.
That was foreshadowing for our concert in April. That I bet Chinese people love Celine Dion.
I think they do. In general, I think she translates well.
Oh, who doesn't Celine Dion not translate to?
Straight people.
That's not true. Straight women love her. Although
that's true.
Y'all, if you're out there and you're straight.
Straight men not as much.
If your straight boyfriend loves Celine Dion.
You might want to process that. Something wrong.
Something wrong, y'all. Also, Poodle will be blowing his nose frequently because she's sick.
I got the Chinese cold. which is I went to the herbal medicine store and I found out that the cold is a disease of wind. So I was given some herbal medicine.
Yeah, that's why it's called cold. It's cold, like wind.
I like your dinosaur science, but let's move on.
I'm just saying that's literally where it came from, because they give you things that build up the heat in your body.
Anyway, build up my yang.
Yeah.
My yang needed help.
Your yang and your yang, those get off.
Oh, hey, my roommate is showing me someone on Grindr who's 335 feet away.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'll talk to Nathan.
Bye. You.
We're going to talk.
You can't get on Grindr there. I'm afraid someone's going to, like, kill you.
Ooh. I didn't know you could get that.
Please don't get on
Grindr. People have been sending me messages, y'all.
Please don't get on Grindr in China. The Sissy Squad is, you know, you haven't been able to check internet, but I have to say, the Sissy Squad has been very worried about you going to jail. And they, even some of them said, don't do a show while he's in China. We want Poodle to come back safe. However, Andrea Simpson said, what? Poodle's not coming back? Fuck him. And she contacted Kyle and literally secured a date where he could do a podcast with me.
Andrea, I love you. But I don't play about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Don't come to my house. Don't come to my house and tell me what to eat. Don't come to my house. Kyle's energy would be too much for you.
I'd have to beat off because his voice is so sexy.
Yeah.
Because when you're with me, it makes me non-sexual.
Same for me with you.
Same.
I feel like I'm talking to my great aunt Laura.
I appreciate that.
Although her voice was a little deeper than yours.
It's true. Probably retro raspier. Again, a shout out to, I'm going to say her name wrong. Is it Gina.
Gina showed me the Plex TV. And I had to reload it about every 5 seconds in China, but I did watch it. It took me about 3 hours, but I got through it.
Jeannie Townsend, you get a sissy salute. We appreciate
you. And
you
know what? In this case, I support sissy saluting. Because you know why? We have to save it for the good times. Oh, and this is a good time.
Well, how was your
I may have to blow my nose.
It's fine. How was your new year?
Well, our new year was, like, days ago, because we're a day ahead. It was good, though. We had a nice dinner and kind of slept late. I haven't hooked up with anybody because I've been too busy and sick.
Well, now you told this in the story with the lobby, with the heart plane, and then someone arguing with someone about their bag in the background. But to spare our listeners, tell everybody the story, I thought this, of you going to a restaurant and ordering food last night.
Okay. So I went to, I fell asleep, and it was about 9:30, and room service is closed, everything's closed. And I just walked across the street and I just pointed to a picture and a man went, "Nobody in my," and took me up the stairs and I was like, "Meow." And then he sits me down. I dip my fingers in a bowl of hot water. I pointed something. He brings it to me, chopsticks and things like that. And then I just point and say the word for beer. And it's just me and a bunch of old Chinese men smoking cigarettes while they eat. It was so weird. No one knew a word of English. And there was like a teenager, a Chinese boy, who like brought me something and said, "You done?" You know, that's what he said. And then I just paid and I told the woman, and rubbed my stomach like I was playing charades. And I was like, "How?" Which means good.
You know,
I wish Dick was like that.
I was going to say, I really thought that you were going to talk about getting fucked by like 20 Asian men in this story. So I'm impressed that this was just about food.
And now there's a woman cleaning the windows right near me.
Oh my God. You just
fine,
can't.
It's fine.
This is, they're overpopulated. That's why people can only have one kid.
Anyway, let's just jump into the show, y'all.
Anyway, but we love China. And China, if you're listening, thank you so much for hosting, my friend. We love you. Yes.
The people, I will say, the people are absolutely lovely. Everyone's very helpful. And almost no one speaks English, which is fun.
Wow.
Anywho, let's just jump into the show.
All right, let's talk about our first lonely heart, shall we?
Sorry, that's just someone beating the window.
Jesus, frickin' help me. Help me, Lord.
Okay,
let's talk about Anna Marcel.
Well, y'all, you know, I've been done with this storyline for about 3 episodes now. So I'm kind of emotionally disconnected. So Huey, Dewey, and Louie are in full effect when Anna cries. They're enlarged. Ooh. They're angry. They're upset.
They're engorged. That's a good way. They're engorged.
Because Huey's like, I should have known Marcel would never bring things to our light, and Anna would always be unhappy. And Dewey said, I don't know. I sort of think that they thought they would have all worked out. And Louie's like, no one is me. I don't know.
I didn't know that they were British. That's new. But... You know what? It doesn't matter because Garfield's
the
same.
It's just that way.
That's just that way. They get British when they're angry. And Garfield was just going, I wish someone would fuck me in the arse. I guess the Garfield's British now too, or whatever. This is, okay, I'm going to say something that you're going to love is that you were right.
Oh, I wish I could hold the pillow right now.
I wish you had packed it for China, but you were right because, you know, she was annoying to me, but you said, like, I am done with her as a mother. And seeing Anna fucking bring her mother in Charlene, and they talked about Rice Krispies eyes, snap, crackle, pop, it's cholesterol. But seeing them talk about this in front of her children,
and saying, see what you're doing to the boys? See what you're doing to the boys, Marcel?
Using her children to make Marcel feel bad was one of the worst things I've... It was horrible, horrible, horrible. Turn your video off. Your video's on again.
Oh, sorry.
Y'all, Poodle is so... And you could never, ever have films in your house, or people would just have leaked sex videos of you all the time. Oh, you would be that person on the Big Brother that would forget the
Who
camera.
Says they're not?
Oh, God. Anyway, that grossed me out about Anna. Grossed me
out. If we ever get famous, my dick pic's going to be everywhere.
Y'all.
Just so everyone's aware.
If we get famous, this all is going away. You better download the podcast now because that shit. We're definitely going to be deleting all the China podcasts.
We're scrubbing the internet.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if you try to say, I remember one time where he talked about hookup. I'm like, liar. I've never done that. Find it.
We'll just pay. You know what? We'll pay Jackie Weissman a lot of money to just go through and just delete everything.
Someone's going to scrub that like Walter White from Breaking Bad.
It's true. We just got a review, by the way, on our... Y'all, by the way, leave us a review. We love it when you leave 5 stars and just say, keep going, Queens, or whatever. But we had... Remember, too, when we hit 2,000 views, what's happened... Or reviews, what's happened to Poodle? God damn it.
I go on a cross Asian tour.
No, we do a live show at 2,000 reviews.
Oh, that's right.
God damn it. You don't remember anything. But anyway, somebody listening, and this is okay. We appreciate it. Cloud 90 Day. I don't think that's their real Apple name, but they said on Saturday, they gave us 2 stars and the title was Nasty Words and said, you guys are funny, but I can't listen to the language. It's too crude.
You know what? I respect that.
I respect it too.
So fuck you in the face, motherfucker.
Well, you know, what are we going to do?
I hope you enjoy your mother's cunt for a living.
Jesus.
You know what? Grow up. That's all I've got to say.
I know.
Grow up.
Word to word.
And you know what? And you know what? If she doesn't want to listen, she doesn't want to listen. I'm fine with that.
Well, I didn't.
But, you know, it doesn't really bother me. It's like the person who says, ugh, all the y'alls.
Well, sorry.
Sorry. Anyway, let's get back to... Back to the saddest couple in the world who I'm bored with.
Charlene, here's the deal. And we talked about this earlier in the fucking hotel lobby, but I'm going to bring it up again in that. I'm a little bit on Team Marcel because Anna was all that... Anna's so angry, but Anna knew from the beginning what was happening. Like, he never lied to her and said, I'm going to tell my parents about your kids.
It's
he
true.
Told her all this from the get-go, and she fucking brought him over here. It's her
true.
Dream.
I'm not Team Anna or Team Marcel. I left the game and went to Pizza Hut.
Although, I feel like if we went like who fucked over who, I actually think Anna fucked over Marcel more in this relationship than he did her.
You know, I think you might have something there because Marcel was a little more upfront. He didn't want to tell his parents, and she just kind of probably thought, oh, well, that's not, he'll become okay with that.
Yeah.
Instead of, oh, it's an actual culture thing. She's like, oh, when he meets them, he'll want to tell his parents.
Y'all, yeah. Marrying someone or having a baby does not change people or make it better.
Nope. If you're trying to change your significant other right now, if you say, oh, they'll change, maybe. The only thing I can think of what might change someone is, first of all, you getting married will not change it. Maybe going to therapy together, that might change someone. But you being together in a relationship will not change that person.
No.
Will not be able to influence that person.
Some people are different after they have kids in some ways, but not Marcel. I think he would be... If they had a baby, he would be a horrible father.
Yeah, because he's a man-child.
He is a man-child. All he wants to do is play with bees and fuck. Sorry, Cloud90. I meant to say they wanted to have sexy boo-boo or whatever instead of fuck.
They wanted to knock-knock.
Knock-knock, yeah. That's what they wanted to do.
Sexy boo-boo. They want to have Nini time.
Nini.
They want to put a boy's winky in the lady's monkey.
Or jiggity jiggity or whatever she says.
Jiggy jiggy, like Laura said. Ugh. I find the term jiggy jiggy a lot more offensive than fucking.
I do too, especially when Laura says it.
Ooh, she gets her purple friend in there.
Oh, gross. Gross. So they tell the kid. They tell the kids, and again, I'm going to say this because I feel like it's important, but y'all, we've kind of wondered a little bit, not in a bad speculative, but we wondered, like, maybe Anna will be lucky and have, like, a gay son because, Lord, she needs it. The moment where she looks at they were talking to kids, and they're like, are you going to be sad? And then Anna says, are you going to be sad when Marcel leaves? And then Leo says, yes. I told Poodle earlier, again, in the fucking lobby with the goddamn harp, I said, Poodle, this is the moment where when Leo, 15 years from now, is doing ecstasy.
Flash forwarded.
Yep. When he's doing ecstasy, dancing on the pole and crying.
A remix of God is a Woman by Ariana Grande.
Exactly. This is the moment he knew where it all went south.
And saying, God, I've got so much razor burn on my ass. I really got to shave. Shave for another week.
I really got to get more tips and save for laser.
And Robert's going to want to fuck me when I get home. That's going to really hurt.
Yeah, it's true.
Because he's a houseboy, y'all. He lives in the hills.
Because he's looking for a daddy to love him. Mm-hmm. Because he is never going to get it.
He probably has one of those backpacks with like a stuffed bear on it.
Yeah, that he just puts his toothbrush and then like
his ass razor.
Yeah, and like a cock ring with like a little jock strap to wear that's on the front that says like give me.
Good for you, Leo. You know what? I'm fine however he wants to be, but he's going to have lots of male figure daddy issues.
I'm fine. Yes, that's what we're saying here. He's going to have he's going to have problems.
So the middle one, Gino, he's kind of like whatever. And Joey. Now I'm saying, y'all, I'm not in the lobby. Anyway, Joey's at band practice. We already decided he was in drumline. That's his instrument. Maybe saxophone. He would never play euphonium.
Maybe saxophone. Maybe.
Yeah, but probably drumline.
Yeah.
He's at band practice.
He's a cool guy because I did not think he was a band. He does not seem like a band nerd to me.
Well, in between, he loves drums because he imagines he's like hitting people on the head when he drums it. Or like killing small animals.
Jesus. He does have a lot of aggression issues. So his drums are just like baby rabbits.
Exactly.
Or just
they're
like
killing everyone he doesn't want to see.
Or just like sad boxers. And I mean like boxer dogs. I love boxer dogs.
Okay,
my first dog was a boxer. Her name was Lucy.
No one gives a shit about your first dog.
Fine. Anyway, but he's kind of like, he like is quiet on the inside, but you know he's like his grandma Charlene when she was like, I'm done. We need to figure out how to get them the hell out of here.
Yeah, and get them the hell out of here. Marcel's just sitting there.
Just sitting there, which I love, but you know Joey is the same way. She, again, the whole, and a lot of people blew up with this in the Sissy Squad, where she says, Joey got his wish, Marcel is leaving. What do you think about that?
And she is almost sharing the blame for him leaving. But basically, Anna's looking for someone to blame because she will not blame herself.
She will not blame her. That is so true. That is exactly it. And
she's looking for someone to blame.
And she is the one. Anna, if you listened to this, you probably didn't because probably on episode 2, Poodle talked about your moles and made you cry in a corner. But you know what? We still wish the best for you.
You know what? Every single thing I've said, I would say to her face and I would not take back. Because I've said from early on, I did not think she was a good mother. She was putting herself above her children. And more than that, she was putting her role as a mother above, or putting her role as a girlfriend to Marcel above her role as a mother.
That's true. And to riff off of that, it's really, she's making Joey responsible for her emotions. That's not right to do to your child. No matter even if they are a teenager, be the parent. You're in control. You're supposed to take care of them.
And I really think you can. There is a balance. Let's say you're a divorced mom and you have kids. I think you can have relationships. But your kids have to come first.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I think you need to have your own life. You need to be doing your own. These moms that just say their children are their worlds and they give up everything for their child. I don't think that's healthy either. That's not healthy either, but this is, like, extreme.
Yeah.
I love it that we're just two gay men talking about what moms should do. And we've never had a baby in our lives. So if you're any mothers out there and you disagree with us, come at us.
These are things that we say on the way out to the Abbey.
That's true.
When we're discussing.
Yes. When we're on the WeHo party bus.
On when I'm drinking martinis. You know what? Moms should really have someone. They should take care of the kids first, though.
They should. Y'all come at us and we'll have a point counterpoint.
So this whole situation, we're watching the toxicity blow up, and I could not be less interested. In this situation, I'm done with it. She's trying to talk to him. He calls her crying.
Oh, that phone conversation and text was terrible. Fight for our love. I hate you. I love you. It's children.
Fight for our love. It's too late for that. Too late.
It's too late, baby. It's too late.
That Carole King song is sad.
I heard that every time I used to do laundry. That's how I learned that song. In the Palms Laundromat. Y'all come at me with your laundromat songs. What do they always play in the laundromat?
That is the most obscure thing I've ever heard.
I feel like if someone made a Spotify list called Laundromat Music, I would know it.
Can we move over to Angela? Because I don't give a fuck about laundromat music.
Fine. I don't know why, but that fucking bird is chirping in the background, and it's terrifying.
These birds are loud here.
They are fucking loud.
There were no birds in Chengdu because of all the pollution, but there's lots of birds here. It's very tropical here. Y'all, I turned on my Grindr, and there is all kinds of people sending me pictures now.
Please, please. I don't think, I worry about that.
Don't worry, I'll be fine.
Oh, God.
Anywho, so let's move on to Angela.
Only you is y'all. Only you are going to find the one Latino guy in China.
Exactly.
All right. Let's talk about Angela and Michael. Michael.
So Angela's lighting up.
Yes.
And she's going to...
She's stress smoking, y'all. She's stress smoking.
She's stress smoking. And she walks next to the... She's. It could be the courthouse. It could be a church. In my hometown of Pickens, South Carolina, y'all, the courthouse looks just like the church. They're
That's
all
true.
Brick buildings. They've kind of got spires and columns. All kind of antebellum south.
Mm.
It's a little creepy.
They're pretty.
One Mine, church is just another one.
Lone Grove isn't like that. They're just all shitty like buildings with like metal siding.
I think could you paint a nicer picture of where you grew up?
Well, I'm just saying the buildings aren't nice.
Anyway, we're having the aftermath of the visa denial.
Y'all. Angela says something that I think is a little... Angela says, oh, ever since we just heard about this visa, I'm just a hot mess.
Ever since?
Yeah, this is Angela's day-to-day.
Oh, now someone's got a buzzsaw down there.
Great.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's better than the lobby and the harp, so we can keep All right. going.
All right, let's just do it.
You said... that I thought was funny, again, when we were in the lobby, is you made a point of how Angela walks into her lawyer's office, into Lou.
She walks in without an appointment, y'all.
But she's like struts in, just like flings open that glass door and is like, Lou, I gotta talk to you.
And she's got her Max Headroom glasses on.
She does.
What? Drink Coke?
Lou Tippett. Y'all, I said this in the... Well, again, I said this in the lobby, but Lou Tippett... We had some Tippetts, and we had a girl. She had a baby at 14, and then she had another one her junior year, and we never saw her again. So I feel like if you're a Tippett out there, you're fertile.
Her husband probably beat her to death.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know.
Well... or she was sent away to a convent. That's what they did in the deep South,
yeah,
in the cultured South.
Or
they sent them away to a convent when they were going to have a baby.
Or in present day on fucking Riverdale, that horrible, horrible show we don't recap anymore.
Oh, Riverdale.
Oh, Riverdale. Which, by the way, people, right. y'all are, I think some of y'all were trying to listen to some old episodes. I think of like Riverdale and TVT Time and some of Dear Maddie. You said it wouldn't go back to the first 45 episodes. I fixed that, y'all. So y'all can go back
what
and
happened?
Listen to it. It's just I had to fix the setting because Apple Podcasts will only keep 100 episodes. But if you press a little button, it fixes it. So I fixed it. Yeah. Just giving everybody a PSK.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that update on your process.
You're welcome. Lou Tippett has a bunch of fucking cords in this corner of his office, y'all. And I am stressed out about it. This is too much. That's a fire hazard.
He doesn't like cords, y'all.
We all
know why the thing about Lou that stood out to me. Say it with me. Transition lenses.
I knew you were going to say that. Going back real quick, do you remember how stressed out I would get doing Christmas decorations with cords in our house when we were roommates?
I do, and I would rather not remember that part because you would get really upset.
I'm just saying... It's a problem.
No, you need to talk to someone about it.
Fine.
So
transitions.
Lou's argument is that they've been doing so many late night phone calls that they're so codependent that they would die without being near each other.
Exactly. Poodle, what do you think they talk about late at night? What do you think? Just let you know
Michael,
what Maybe
Michael,
we should. Maybe this should be a 90-day theater, Poodle.
Okay.
Maybe we're going to do an impromptu 90-day theater. Do you want me to be Michael and you can be Angela?
I think that's a good idea.
I think so, too. Okay. Because I don't know if China's listening, and I don't want them to think you're racist. So.
Too late.
Too late. So.
And scene. This is, the setting is Angela's table. That's where she makes all of her phone calls.
And setting for Michael is a sweating in a restaurant, but it's really just plastic chairs.
Yes. And scene. Boop, 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 boop.
Hello. Hello, baby.
Hey, baby. How are you?
How my baby?
Hey, my love.
It's 1 a.m. there. What are you wearing?
I'm just, you know, I'm just sitting here eating Cheetos, you know, like Meemaw does.
Oh,
I'm just thinking about you, big dog.
You like the Black Mamba?
Oh, yes.
You got Cheeto fingers.
Tell me about the K-1 pizza. Tell me about the K-1 pizza, Michael. Tell me about the pizza. When are you going to be here so I can ride that stick?
The K-1 visa is long and hard, and I wasn't approved.
You really buried the lead there. And
y'all, there's a lot of Angela. It really, we should have ended that call with, hold on 1 second, Michael. Because that's what Angela's doing on these late night calls.
She's just finished watching Cops.
And nothing
makes her feel better than just like finger banging herself to sleep with Michael's voice.
And they probably keep the phones on, and they probably are like what you did in high school. They probably fall asleep while they're on the phone and then wake back up, and they're like, hey, you there?
I remember doing that.
That's shit you do in high school, y'all. Not when
I had a Garfield phone.
I had a Garfield phone too. It opened his eyes.
Y'all, yes, y'all, you need to go online. There was like some thing for a while that all these random Garfield phones were washing up on a beach. And I was obsessed with the story. And it turned out like a tanker that carried them all was sunk. And it was finally washing up the Garfield phones. It was a really strange idea.
That's a very, very weird thing.
I was fascinated with it.
So let's move on to... they're kind of setting up this dynamic, basically, that Angela doesn't want to get married in Nigeria. And Lou Tippett says that's not a good idea. So she's going to go to Nigeria to see Michael. But shocker, Angela can't find her passport in her house.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Where is it? Did you go get Granny's passport? It's a little book. It's black. Did you play with it?
She gets children.
Did you play with Mama's checkbook?
Play with Mama. Who... This was like, this would have bothered you so much if you saw this in person by the inefficiency of all of it.
Well, yeah, and then she complains at the purse. She's like, look at this. It's the hoodoo. She's like, I'm telling you, we cursed.
I don't know why Angela's starting all this voodoo, hoodoo shit, but it's...
And I wrote, she's like, bad luck. And I said, seriously? It's called odds. Think of the odds of a 54-year-old white woman in Georgia working out with a 20-something-year-old black man in Nigeria. Think of how that – look at the odds. It's not hoodoo. It's odds. It's just the law of percentages, Angela.
The only thing I'm for this whole voodoo thing, if Angela goes and sees a voodoo priestess, I'm all fucking for it.
I think she'd be too afraid to. She'd be too afraid to have what happened there.
I would love. Anyway, so y'all, Skylar thinks she's going to get married.
Angela's going to Nigeria because she's like, I got to see what happened in that interview. Again, trying to fix things.
It's true. And then there's not really that much with Michael except for, let's talk about Michael's immigration lawyer. This office looks like, it kind of looks like, a little bit like where you just were, but it basically looks like the conference room of a Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah.
It's got
Garden
like a,
Inn.
It's got like a sliding glass door for it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Looks like a really nice dentist office.
Yes, a very nice dentist. This is not an attorney's office, but however, the attorney sounded like she knew her shit when she talked.
I think she was more of a legal aid person. I think she was like an advocate.
Well,
maybe she's an attorney too, but yeah.
Well, they're pushing this story that lawyer over there says he should get married to her. So this is what their arc is going to be for the rest of the season.
Right.
What do you think? Do you think Angela's going to get married in Nigeria?
I think she would be really upset not to have her mother there. So we'll see.
So you don't think she'll do it?
I think, I don't know, maybe.
A poodle prediction.
They haven't, I honestly don't have enough info to be able to make that prediction.
I don't think she's going to do it. I think she's too stubborn to do it.
I think she needs her grandkids there with her.
Unless her mom dies, then maybe she would do it, and I hope not.
She'd do it if her mom died. Yeah. I agree. So that's all I have about those two. I think their inclusion on this season was to make people watch, because the story they're working with right now is not compelling.
It's not. I think they thought, because Angela was compelling before the 90 days until she went abusive and crazy and everybody kind of turned on her in the tell-all. I think that it would be a different story if... But it was too much. It's too much. It's different with Darcy. Darcy's more lovable than Angela.
And Darcy is there. Darcy has so much. Angela's delusional, but Darcy's delusional in like how a puppy is delusional.
Yes.
When you say, now you're not going to get any food unless you be good. And they just kind of look at you and they'll flip their ears over and they'll go, "I believe in love."
Which is kind of how your mother talks to your nephews and nieces.
What? "I believe in love."
No, you're not going to get this if you're not good.
You're not
going
to get this. Or my mother said, "Now remember, you won't get this if you don't eat all your food. You won't get to play with your toy." Yeah, it's very threatening. Anywho,
let's move on to our next Lonely Hearts, Blake and Jasmine, shall we? Or actually, you know what? Before we do this, let's actually for once do. Let's just pause for a little break in the show.
Okay.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the #1 custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
I'm so glad I remembered that. Great. Okay, so let's jump back in and let's talk about Blake and Jasmine, our next Lonely Hearts.
Okay. So, I said, so we're Jasmine is living with his family, and I said Jasmine and the Jacksons could be a new sitcom. But it wouldn't be funny, just really uncomfortable.
I don't think Norman Lear would want to produce that one.
No, no.
No. But Jasmine is spending a lot of time with Curleen, and I'm fucking, I'm here for more Curleen. I love this pairing as well.
I would like to say another installment of 90 Days Theater when we are cooking. Curleen invites Jasmine to cook some Caribbean food with her. For our purposes, I will be Jasmine. Because I called this 90 Days, and I just I have these exact things that I need to say.
Fine, I'll be Curleen.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want... It's fine. I don't want China to think you're racist.
Thanks. So anyway, so you start, and so Curleen is wanting to make Caribbean food, and Jasmine has not volunteered to help. She's been asked.
She's like, all right, and sing. Well, come here, baby, and help me make some food.
What is food?
I just want you to... Here, there's a big bowl of raw shrimp, baby, and I just need you to just peel the shrimp, just snap off the ends.
They are not helping me on... My nails cannot... I need to rip flesh with them, not peel shrimp. I'm going to...
Come on, baby. No, just come in now. Just come and just peel the shrimp, and then we'll put them in the pan. You like to cook, right? Are you going to cook for my son?
I cannot chop onions. I cry if I chop onions. I mean, I excrete fluid out of my eyes if I chop onions. I cannot be in the same room with Finland forever.
And sing.
Y'all, this is the most awkward situation I've ever seen.
It is.
She's like sitting there when she's cutting onions. It is the most laziest. She's got this little tiny plate, china plate.
Really bothered by the way she did it.
Butter knife. It drove me crazy. She's using a butter knife to like chop herbs. It takes her like, it probably took her a half hour to cut these onions.
Probably. She just should have just torn them up with her strong robot hands. Just like, wow. I just want to say, we find out a little bit more about Jasmine, y'all.
She used to work as a personal trainer, and she used to make fitness food.
Yep, and also, she's not only a personal trainer, y'all, she did gymnastics. You know what that means? Nothing out there, and not all gymnastics, but you've got to be a personal trainer and gymnastics and knowing everything else we know about Jasmine. Y'all, she's crazy. She is batshit crazy and probably really narcissistic and has body issues.
Yep, all gymnastics people have body issues. She also says when she's cooked about her food that she fixes, I do not use seasonings. So, you know, she just makes no salt, no pepper, just plain chicken breasts.
Yeah, and I mean...
And maybe lettuce.
You know what I put? It's so true. Jasmine is joyless. Like, there is no joy in her life, and it makes me sad for her, but also makes it, like she says, I don't even like weddings. I don't even care about weddings. What person doesn't fucking like a wedding?
Well, when you're created in a lab, it's hard to find the joy switch.
This is true.
So
Curleen calls her a diva.
Yeah. I just think she's trying to figure out how to be more human, Curleen. She's trying that may be a diva aspect to you, but I like it how Curleen talks about the bride's family playing for the wedding. And she's like, I don't know anything about this. I've never heard of this. My parents are not going to have a good time with that.
I feel like when Curleen asked her what she wanted to do for work.
No, social media.
She's like, I do social. Basically, y'all, she wants to be a fucking influencer. Now, here's the deal. I say that in a mocking tone because one of my good friends is an actual influencer. She works her fucking ass off. Like, she,
right.
if to be a real influencer, the shit you're hawking all the time and the it's actually a lot of work, and she's actually always online. Jasmine thinks she's just going to take a picture and post it, and that's it, and someone's going to pay her $5,000 hashtag sponsored. Hashtag fembot.
She's, you know, it's hard when you're programmed, you have a lot of wishes, and you just think you're going to get them. I wonder if Jasmine will become a real girl, like Pinocchio.
I'm telling you, even if they end up getting married, they are going to end up divorced, and Jasmine is going to rue the day that she got married to this man. Do you know why? Because when your mother-in-law is cooking and she asks you to taste her food, you fucking taste it.
That's unforgivable.
That's fucking unforgivable sin. That is an unforgivable sin. Like,
she's like, no, it's cooked. She's like, no, it's not. It's like, I can't do it.
Can imagine if someone told Mother Poodle that. What would Mother Poodle still say 10 years later?
Yep, she didn't taste my cooking. I knew it was over then. Or, can you believe that? She didn't try a bite. Gah!
Gah!
She didn't try a bite. My brother dated a girl with really eating disorders, food issues. And she would sit there and pick at it. And my mother's like, said, what's wrong with you? Don't you ever eat? And my brother had to tell her after, don't, you know. And she's like, I don't care. Someone's going to be here. You're going to sit at my table. You're going to eat some food. She wasn't having it.
I kind of hope you do meet a Chinese boyfriend and bring him home to your mother, because that shit needs to be filmed.
I think my mother would actually enjoy the Chinese food over here. It's actually very good. Almost everything I've had has been really good. Anyway.
Ooh, you sound like a drag queen.
I've been talking a lot and I'm sick.
Fine. Let's move on to, oh man.
Let's just talk about
Sinjin and fucking Tania, y'all.
The worst person in the world. There's Jeffrey Epstein, and then there's Tania.
I mean, I have to say, Chrissy Teigen posted it well. I don't know if you've seen this. It's all on the internet.
I think it was a fake. I think the people said
it was
a fake.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
Y'all, she's universally hated.
All right, what are your first thoughts on this?
Sinjin and Tania. Sinjin's driving, I assume it's the Skeksi, Mama Skeksi's car. And she's seeing the sister, Tiana, not Tania, not Tanya, Tiana, and her husband, who... For some reason, I wrote her husband's name is Romeo. It's not. It's Isaiah. But I kind of want to call her husband Romeo. And I wrote, her husband looks young. And maybe she's young. I don't know.
Her husband looked like he had something else, too.
I agree.
Yeah, y'all. It is beautiful. Beautiful.
It's thick. Definitely.
You'll make more than one baby.
He loves a lot of necklaces. He's got those chains.
I bet he likes a pearl necklace.
Possibly.
Let me just live in that. What were we talking about again?
Tania's sister Tiana. God, I hate myself every time I have to say that. So she's ready to jump on her sister because we all know she thinks she's a bitch from like an episode way back.
She does.
And so anytime Sinjin's having problems, Tiana is right in there to like say, well, you know, she's kind of done this before. And Sinjin's like, really?
and her sister's like, I don't think she realizes the effect it has on you.
Yeah. And I must say, before we go on, Sinjin said something really sweet. He's like, you know, I don't need a lot. I don't need a lot from, you know, money, blah, blah, blah. I just need pieces of you. And it reminded me of that Ashley Simpson song. On a Monday, I'm waiting. On a Tuesday, I'm fading. Blah, blah, blah. And remember when she was on Saturday Night Live and she didn't sing?
And she just kind of like hee-haw danced off the stage.
And she was universally mocked. Poor Ashley Simpson.
And you know what? Tania is still more annoying than her. And that's saying something. That is really... her sister goes on to say, it just seems really rude, but she does that constantly. literally.
Yeah, the sister's dragging her.
Yeah, this is dragging her. I also want to go back and say one thing. When Sinjin, like, goes up the stairs and just walks into the room, and the way he kind of swaggers, it is so fucking sexy. That man could make sweet love to me. He is gorgeous.
You're into him more than I am.
Ooh, he can get it.
I kind of backtracked a little bit on him, a little bit. So Sinjin asks Tiana, God, I can't even remember, Tiana, whether she's ever cheated before. And he's like, well, or she's like, yes, she's been cheated on.
Oh, but I think she has. She just doesn't want to say that about her sister.
Yeah.
Now, whereas if it was fucking Betsy, she would say, oh, yeah, she fucked the whole defensive line and the offensive line. She's a whore.
Y'all, Betsy is the most savage sister who's ever lived.
Betsy is fucking savage.
Trust me, that's going to be in 90 Days Theater later. So anyway, we now go to Costa Rica, you lovely island. It's girls' night out. I think every night in Costa Rica is probably girls' night out. I just have a feeling.
Yeah, I think so.
So last week in Costa Rica. And I wrote down Indigo, Nambia, and Sarsaparilla are out.
Y'all, you know that this whole trip has been like everything has been a reason to celebrate. Like it was literally, it's our first night in Costa Rica. And then like 2 weeks later, you guys, it's our third week in Costa Rica.
New Moon Festival.
Oh, it's a new moon festival. Y'all, it's, oh my God.
The turtles are coming ashore.
We just passed our first test in Costa Rica. They are fucking Coachella girls. They are basic Coachella bitches.
Namibia just had her period.
In Costa Rica.
Anyway, so of course, Tania is being a major first class see you next Tuesday, because when she's busy, as she says, I can't give you all my time. I have a small amount of time.
She's literally dancing with the phone in her hand. It's literally fucking in her. All she has to do is just pick it up and press the button.
And of course, her salsa teacher is there.
Oh, swing low, see him again. Sweet salsa dick.
And I want to ask. Tania says something like, you know, it's great. I can do all I want. I can look, though. I can look all I want. And I would say, is a look with intent, is that cheating? Is a look with intent cheating?
Well, I think intent makes it more of cheating, but that's a good question.
But looking implies intent, right?
No, you can look at somebody and think if somebody's attractive, and like even if that part of you is like, man, I would have sex with them, but then there that other part of you is like, well, no, not really. I love what I have, and that's just kind of like a part of me talking, but not like the what I want. I think you can differentiate that. However, but her intent is more of, I can flirt. She wants the cake and eating it too. That's what she wants. Uh-huh. So I think for her, she wants
the gluten-free seaweed sushi, and she wants to eat it too.
Exactly.
Just what they're going to eat in there. Yeah.
So she's drunk, and Sinjin calls her, which, Sinjin, don't ask something of a drunk person, because you're never going to get it.
He
just should have hung up the phone because.
And she's like, can you hear it in my voice? I think Helen Keller could hear it in your voice.
Yeah. And then she's like, don't ask me things I don't do. And I'm like.
And then she just randomly screams out, girls' night!
Yeah. She's one of the most selfish people I've ever met in my life, and y'all,
it's rough.
I used to have a friend that I was the fucking best man at her wedding, and she only gave me a baseball cap as a thank you gift. So I know fucking selfish.
She gave you a t-shirt too.
Yes, she got both of them for free. A cut off t-shirt. Yes, she got both of them for free, and that was my thank you gift.
Y'all, that he was a different person then. Now he owns his power a little bit more.
You know what? I have to say, Poodle has made me bitchier, and I've made Poodle nicer. we've helped each other.
Sometimes. Anyway, so she basically says, I love you, and I'll try my best to call you if I don't pass out first. And I also said, he's not asking a lot. Then I also wrote down, Tania, when she's drunk, kind of has a, what I would call a Bill Cosby cadence to her voice.
Oh, God.
She's like, Shinjin, I don't always know when I'm going to call you. Yellow pudding pops.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'll try to call you when I can. I mean, and my wife came down the stairs, and her eyes were big. And she's like, why do you mean you had to meet chocolate cake?
I don't. That's the worst Bill Cosby impression I've ever heard of in my life.
Yellow pudding pops. Y'all, go back to that episode and listen to her voice. It sounds a little Bill Cosby. And y'all, we can make fun of Bill Cosby now because he's a rapist. So
yeah, we can make fun of him now. So
we don't have to respect him at all because he's a fucking rapist.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I like that she says, I'll call you when I get home. And then, of course, she gets home and she was like, oops, I didn't let him know I got home. And she should have said, I didn't let him know I got home after my salsa teacher fucked me to death. And then I fell asleep.
I liked it, too, when she's like, I don't want to know where you are when you're in a strange country. And she's like, I'm not in a strange country, Jello Pudding Pop. And she just, I can't stand her. What did I write here? Oh, when she says, and then she drops a bomb on him. It's like, you know, the thing with phones is that I can schedule messages. Who would do that to their boyfriend who's in the U.S. like that? That's just fucking with him. That's mean. That's cruel.
Tania also does is, and y'all, if you do this in your relationship, I'm telling you, stop it because it will never work out. It'll just end it. She competes. She's always competing with someone that she's in a relationship with. And
she's gaslighting the fuck out of him.
Yep. And she, yes. And she always has to win. She always has to be right. She always has to be on top. And that either Sinjin is going to.
She is on top when they fuck.
Oh, for sure. She's like, no. Like, don't be. She probably lays some, like, white masculine shit or something, like, of him trying to take control. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Anyway, I'm done with them, unless you have anything else.
I've got, that's all I've got, too. Shall we move on to America's Mensa couple, Robert and Annie?
Oh, now this section was actually good because I fucking love his sister.
I agree. I liked her too. You know, she's cut from the same cloth, but she's more reasonable and she's smarter than he is.
She's all, I mean, I think a pan with boiling water is smarter than Robert, but that said, that's not to dismay Robin. She actually seems fairly intelligent. So, yes.
Right.
Robert's still thrown by the threesome, so he's going to pick up his little sister.
Only straight man in America who doesn't want a threesome with his wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think Robin's gorgeous. Robin's really pretty. She definitely got the smarts and the looks of the family. And Robert...
She is pretty.
Because she's gorgeous and intelligent. Robert, ... What happened?
But Robert has nice things to say about his sister. She's super cool. She's super dope.
Super dope. So they're getting in the car. He has doubts. And basically...
And Robin's been talking to Annie on WhatsApp. They're friends.
They're friends. But she does shade him. This is about sister shade this episode because she says Robert always picks the wrong girls.
Yeah, I can see that. She's picked three wrong women before this.
Exactly. So
She's got children by three different women.
Okay, I'm glad you said that they were chatting before, because I missed that. Because I thought when they met each other, I was like, Jesus, they're really putting that on thick.
The sister wanted to check up on her, and they probably became friends. I can imagine that Annie's probably pretty funny on WhatsApp.
Annie's funny. She has a funny sense of humor. I will give her that.
But what she does love is that Bryson seems to really like her.
But she also says Bryson's really attached to her, and she was like,
and that makes her nervous.
That makes her nervous because this, y'all, this is I mean, this is saying something, but out of all of these relationships, I think this is the one that's least likely to work out, including Anna and Marcel. Like, that's fucking saying something to me.
Oh, I think this one, just because I think neither of these people, Robert and Annie, are clear about what they want, I think they're more likely to stay together just out of convenience than anything else. Annie can't go back.
That's
right
fair.
Now. And I think Annie's got like Louis Vuitton stars in her eyes. She wants the nice, and she's convinced. Annie's goal-oriented. I gotta give her that.
She fucking is.
And she's seeing, she could always just like work as an exotic dancer. That's what she wants to do.
You know that she'd be into it.
She would. So we have a little bit of conversation between Robert and Annie Robin. Robin basically says, Annie, do you know that he's poor?
And Robin's like, what do you mean? What do you mean poor? You mean?
And I thought this is an idea of Robert's ideas about economics. Robert's like, no, I think a poor is living on the street.
Poor would
no.
be. Poor,
that's homeless.
Yeah, poor.
That's homeless.
That's homeless.
There's a difference between poor and homeless.
Like when he also said, yeah, poor would be like when it's raining outside, you use a piece of cardboard to... Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. Fuck. I'm poor.
And I think what Robin is saying is he has no excess money for anything nice.
Exactly.
They can pay the bills. They can't do anything else. I think he's super cheap, yes. But I think... he should have known with a girl like Annie, he has to.
Honey,
also, but Robert does. Robert thinks Annie's stupid as well.
He wouldn't have known. He would not have known that Annie. Yep. You know what I mean? And I think also in having Robin there really brought to the fact again. I felt sorry, like I did for Marcel. I felt sorry for Annie because I went, man, she really got catfished by Robert. Robert really, you know, now that we know Robert, and Annie says this, and I believe her when she says, oh, he promised me he'll take me out, and he's all that, baby, I'll take care of you, I'll be your man, I'll give you diamonds, I'll give you jewelry. So I'm positive he told her all that shit.
Well, I believe you.
And she came here believing that of what he told her. So it's really kind of like, Annie's a brat about it, and she's an idiot. But at the same time, it's like, dude, you fucked up.
She also came expecting a lot of sex per day because Annie's like, I need it say three times a day. And he's like, I'm tired. Annie wants sex every time of the day. I can give it to her Friday through Sunday.
And Robin's like, this bitch is extra.
And the Robin's like, you got a sexual girl.
You got yes. I'm gonna use that if I ever do
you got
like
a sexual girl
marriage counseling. I'll be like, you need to sex your man. You need to sex your girl. I'm gonna start saying that.
Anyway, so I thought that this was the sweetest. The next thing is, I also said that Annie is a Tasmanian sex devil. Blah, 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 blah. I need it.
blah, 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 I.
So they go dress shopping. And I thought it was really Robin and Annie. And it was really sweet because Annie's mother is passed, I believe. And Annie said, I don't want to be alone. And we meet another poor wedding dress shop employee with long straight hair.
I don't even think we got it. We didn't even get her name.
Her name was Dayton.
Was it really?
Yep.
Oh,
like
Dayton.
The city in Ohio.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's where our color guard used to go to nationals. They won like 3 years in a row. We called them they were called the Thundering Herd.
Another thing I never needed to know. So Annie, unlike a lot of other brides, Annie says, I want to be a sexy bride.
I want to show my Gucci Gucci.
So they're looking at these $1,500, $1,700, $2,000 dresses. And everyone's thinking, Robert's never going to pay for that.
Yes.
She also says, my favorite is like, I want something red carpet looking.
That made me laugh. I was like, what fucking red carpet in Florida? Like in Tampa at like a porn awards? Like, where the fuck
are you going to get awards that are held in Tampa?
Yeah, where the fuck are you going to go to red carpet?
Maybe an Oscar party at the Airport Hilton.
Maybe. I hope Annie never moves to L.A.
So then Dayton drops the word, what is your budget? Annie's face looks like someone has just put a turd in front of it. She wrinkles up her nose. She's like, budget.
She goes, budget. Ay. Ay.
And so
no me gusta. Then
Robin says $400. And so everyone's kind of upset about that, but they did wind up finding a nice dress. It was a little booby for me, but that's Annie.
Really booby. It was like titsalicious. It was just like putting them up so Robert could titty fuck his bride that night. Just
and the ring bearer could titty fuck him. And all the best men.
Yes, because you know the ring bearer. Well, no, the ring bearer probably will be his son.
Oh, that's true. Don't want to. Bryson wouldn't.
But Robert does totally have the friends that one of his friends would fuck Annie the night they got married. And she would be like, I'm a sexual woman. You don't give me sex. Why not? This is fine.
I did say the dress she did find was Annie saying, this dress is me. It's sexy. It's elegant. And I filled in. And worth about $400.
Which would be a lot more in DR money, probably. I just don't know why they're... I still am questioning the fact of, like, why are they trying on wedding dresses? How does this make sense?
I think they... I really feel like they're going to wind up getting married. I think this story is being really sculpted by the producers.
You know what you know who the audience was in this episode? We were all just Robin sitting there in that wedding shop having a mimosa and thinking, at least I'm getting a free fucking mimosa out of this. Yep. We're just sitting there watching it go by.
I agree.
I did have empathy though when Annie started crying about her sister and missing her sister and all that.
First time I've had empathy for her.
Me too.
In the whole season.
We forget that, like, I mean, even with Marcel, but we forget that, you know, she's left. I mean, probably now that you're in a different country, I bet you have more empathy for these people because you can't imagine these people are doing this. Like, imagine now that you're in China. I know it's a different country, but still, imagine, like, Jenny, who moved to India. You know what I mean?
She doesn't know any language. She doesn't know anything.
And you're there with a tour group, and you can't even get fucking porn.
You know, times is hard, y'all. Times is hard all over. That's all I've got about those two.
Me too. I feel like, let's wrap it up on the most happy couple. Oh, wait, no, we still have two more. We have two more. I forgot.
Let's go to Mike and Natalie.
Natalie.
I've got to say, y'all.
Not a lot happened for them anyway.
Not a lot of talk. I did a quick WhatsApp conversation with my cousin Olga, and even she said, you know, basically, this is not good for this episode. She was on her way to Beverly Hills to, like, case some man's house. So Olga will show up later. She's just not coming back this week.
Okay. All right. Well,
you're happy about that, aren't you?
Again, we had one review. They gave us 5 stars. They said, great show. It's hilarious. But Olga goes on too long.
You know what? I'll hear the note and I will take it. I don't have to change a single thing about it. Y'all come at me if you love cousin Olga. She needs to be built up.
It's fucking Lena's fault. It's all Lena's fault. Okay, so Mike decides, again, insert elephant waltz.
He's going to the U.S. Embassy.
To check up on the status. And then literally, after 40 minutes, they literally, I thought it was going to be like, the way they edited, I thought he was going to come out like 4 hours later. You know what I mean? It was so dramatic and long. And he comes back out and it says, 40 minutes.
And I'm still in process.
Well, I'm like, well, episode of ER is longer than that. Fuck. That wasn't long. Do you know how long we have to wait for shit in Los Angeles?
For like 20 fucking years.
Yes. And do you know how long we have to wait for shit in Los Angeles? A long time. 40 minutes is... Imagine if you had to wait at the DMV for 40 minutes.
Oh, that'd be like that's a vacation.
My partner went there just the other day to get his real ID, and he was there for 3 hours.
Really?
Yes.
Did he make an appointment?
I don't remember if he did or not. Do you have a real ID yet? If not, you better get one.
You don't have to have one till
the end of this
2021.
Year. 2020.
But 2020. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
He went
in January.
Yes, this is another thing.
Just get an appointment.
I'm going to have to nag you about this. You haven't gotten one yet, have you?
No, but you get 2020. This is 2020 now, so we have 11 months. Or almost 12 months.
You're going to do it when you get back. I'm making you make an appointment. You're going to wait till the last minute.
But I'm saying, why couldn't he have made an appointment? Was he that worried about getting something by the end of the year?
His license expires on his birthday in January.
Oh, that's a good reason too, then.
Yeah, so anyway. I'm just going to write down for the list of things for Poodle when he comes back. I'm just going to put...
I can't think about it right now. I'm in China.
Real ID. Okay.
So, anyway...
So Natalie, Mike comes out, hasn't heard anything. Natalie,
they seem to be okay now, even though she literally had a meltdown with her mother covering her. And they're walking around. He's like, let's warm up with some tea or coffee or something like that. And she's like, sure. So she's staring at him with crazy eyes.
Yes.
And then he basically is saying, kind of suggesting to her, and I thought this was going to be a big deal. What could the holdup be? Have you ever applied for another K-1 together? And I really thought she was going to say yes.
I was very upset by that. I thought she was too. I mean,
who knows? Yeah. The producers were making us think that.
Also, too, it was the way that he asked her. He kind of asked her. I mean, well, actually, no. He asked her a little confrontational, but even if he was super nice about it, she would have flipped out because she's crazy.
Right. And then he says basically, like, was there anything else you were telling me? Anything else you couldn't tell me? Were you basically a prostitute? She kind of freaked out about that.
That would make me a little angry.
It's all in a day for me. I wouldn't mind if someone asked me that.
It's true.
It's a good question. But anyway, so Natalie's going, you bring it on the table. I don't know. You bring all these things on me. Then she dramatically locked herself in the bathroom.
Well, and even before that, maybe it was Jackie, but somebody in the Sissy Squad posted, I don't know how someone in a pencil skirt could walk so fucking fast, but she shot out of that seat. She was like, and then slammed the door, and Mike was like, oh, what happened? And I realized, and she comes back, and Mike is pissed. He's out there saying, I just have to find out answers. And then, Poodle, I cracked the code. Mike is pissed because he hasn't gotten any of that sweet Bojangle weed in like 2 weeks. He's freaking out, man. He's freaking out.
That's a good reason.
That's totally, y'all, Mike misses getting high with fucking Bojangles.
They had some good times.
Can you imagine?
They talk about aliens.
I bet Bojangles gets sage advice.
And when Bojangles got, and when the night Bojangles got abducted and probed, and all the world that he saw, and how beautiful the world looked from above.
That's probably how he lost his teeth. They just fell out. Just out of love and joy, just like plop.
I still say someone said alien spun out Bojangles' teeth. That's one of the most graphic things we've ever said. Sometimes you guys repeat what we say on the podcast. And I'm like, I said that? Oh my God.
Sometimes it is shocking. It is.
Anyway, so they come back and they seem to be okay. Not a lot happened for them this episode. Big ones, you guys, this were Marcel.
They weren't Tanya, okay, by the way. They weren't okay, by the way. She made a pouty face. She said, I want to go home. And then they left. So that's kind of how they ended that. But yes, the big one is Emily. Let's get to Emily and Sasha.
Oh.
All right. So I'm going to throw you a bone here, and I'm going to let you be Emily, even though I really want to be Betsy when we do our 90 Days Theater, but I'm going to let you do it.
Who's the other person?
Sasha.
I'll be whoever you want me to be.
But no, I'm going to let you be. So y'all, Emily's, I've had some wine, so let's talk. And mom joins the party and he's like, oh, you've opened the wine. I'll have some. They ambush the fuck out of him, y'all.
It is. It's also shitty, too, that Emily is making him lie. Because he wasn't going to be honest, but Emily's the one who's lied about this.
So Sasha's saying, I'm just trying to be me. And all I can think of, I gotta be me.
I gotta be me.
I took extensive, copious notes of what Betsy was saying.
Well, why don't you just be fucking Betsy?
Okay, then I'll be Betsy. And
see what he does, y'all. See what he does. He wanted to be Betsy the whole time.
If you haven't taken the notes on it, I did not. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be a director here, and I wish you'd just let me direct you. But you're not.
Well, you told me
it's hard for you to be directable.
You told me to be Betsy, and now you're saying you want to be Betsy.
Just let me do it. Anyway, like my first boyfriend told me, just let me handle this.
And he just rolled out, pushed you aside, and rolled over and.
Go.
And you just filed
that's
your.
Head, that's my head hitting the board. Headboard.
You just filed your nails.
I'm like, oh.
I don't think I can do it. I could. Look, a new mic. I was able to do a chandelier scream.
So anyway, y'all, Betsy is open to have some wine with Sasha. And this is our 90s theater. I will be playing the role of Betsy.
And I'll be playing the role of Sasha.
So, Emily, to set this up, Emily's 3 or 4 drinks in. She's been nipping the wine.
She has.
And she's also got that kind of wine, that wine girl look where she's like holding the glass around and she's putting it on the side of her mouth and she's kind of like posing with it a little bit. And so anyway, and here we go. So have you started to think about the wedding? Will your family come?
Probably not. They have to work and they do not have the funds to come to America because life in Russia is brutally hard.
Wait. Do your parents love her because she's American? Because everyone loves Americans.
No, they
hold on. I need to pet my dog. Hold on. You're so good. You're so sweet. This is my hold on. I need to pet my dog. Anyway.
What I could be doing bicep curls right now. They love her because she only girl who actually stuck around.
So, but hold on. I need to go back. So, your deal is you get your fiancés pregnant, then you marry them. Do you see a pattern here? Do you see a pattern?
Yes, I see a pattern. I am strong man with a virile seed.
I'm now playing Betsy's mother. I'm kind of fine as long as she's happy. I'm okay. Mom, when she let me have this interrogation? Anyway.
Hey, mom. You look pretty.
Sasha, you got all this. You got this wedding baby thing down, don't you, Sasha? Sasha?
Yes.
Do you know what a promise is? Do you know what a promise is? Do you know?
Yes.
Do you know what a promise is?
Yes, I do. I promise I will give you my Russian dick if you just shut up.
And sing.
Because y'all...
She also said, y'all, Emily's expiration date is coming up.
Yes. She said that.
It was a savage, drunk interrogation.
And because what I realized, Betsy would totally let Sasha fuck her. She's jealous.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
But she also hates him.
But she hates him because he embodies, she's putting her shit on him, but he embodies like good looking men that don't fuck her. And y'all, that is not your story out there, and we're not putting that on other women. That is her story that she is claiming for herself. And poor Sasha, after I say, he looked literally like he was going to vomit. He was sick to his stomach. No, he was not having it. I took some artistic liberties with his conversation, but it was not. I don't know if people knew that.
He also, when he responded, why she said, "No, did you? Why did you divorce them?" And she's like, "I divorced." He's like, "I divorced them because of lack of respect." Either it was him, or she's like, "I respect Emily. She's the one." And I understand why that's hard.
You took better notes than me because Sasha was in a very small tank top and I couldn't pay attention to a lot of this.
So anyway, at the very end, y'all, Sasha just starts throwing shit in the trash.
And that's where you started to feel sorry for Sasha, and then he did this.
When he threw Swiss cake rolls in the trash, that's unforgivable. Or chips. Sasha threw chips in the trash.
I mean, your mother...
Never, ever again.
Mother Poodle would see the waste in that and be furious.
She would, but at the same time, she said, "I would have never bought all that shit." My mother never let us had loves sugary sweets. My mother will mow down a thing of tortilla chips like that. She loves some chips and salsa.
It's true. I kind of think the mom wants... I think it's a triangle where... Betsy wants to fuck Sasha. Sasha wants to fuck not anybody.
The mom.
And the mom totally wants to get... No, he does kind of flirt with the mom.
Yeah, he does.
I'm telling you.
Mom has lovely figure.
And mom's like, "Oh, his past is in his past. I just... Whatever she wants.
Basically, Sasha wants... that's very much your mother. True. Sasha wants fruits and salad. And... y'all, Emily's trying to lose baby weight. They're going through a hard time. Maybe having a couple snacks around is what they need right now. It's called comfort food for a reason. And sometimes in our lives, we need a little comfort food.
Well, also, yes, and you brought this up before. I don't think Sasha understands postpartum at all.
Nope.
And
Emily's just trying to keep it together. And she's got white hair. She's got very Game of Thrones Targaryen white hair.
That's what I thought. She looked like fucking Where Are My Dragons.
I don't love the look.
I don't love it either, but maybe she did it to try to gain strength. Maybe. like Danny. Maybe Danny. I just want to notice one thing. Sasha actually said, "I feel like I'm in prison." Y'all, he lives in fucking Russia. So for him to say that, that's some shit right there. That's a lot.
Yeah, he said he was trapped.
Go ahead.
The last Betsy thing that she said, she basically said told to Emily, "I'll be here for you when and if it doesn't work." Can you imagine saying that to someone?
Well, when Emily says, "Well, it comes from a place of love," and she says anyone in an unhealthy relationship.
Oh.
And y'all, I think we talked about this before.
They don't
have
a great relationship either.
Betsy just sent us an Instagram post and just shaded her sister just randomly. I never reached out to her, and she sent us a message months ago. So I know a lot of people were very sympathetic with Betsy because Sasha and the food thing. But honestly, I think Betsy is probably shit-stirring most of this, and Sasha is probably just reacting to her. And if she just left him alone and let he and Emily do their thing, I think it'll be much better now, for them at least, now that they're moving out. But Betsy won't be happy until they're broken up.
I agree with that. That's all I have about those two.
That's all I have about... Y'all, we just did a podcast in China.
We made it work.
You know what? I have to say, Queen, you really busted your ass and made this work. I'm proud for you.
Y'all, I've been trying to do this for... This is, what, day 5 in China? I've been trying to do this for 5 days. It's been crazy.
So, y'all, it's time for a sissy shout-out.
Oh, God. I can't look on Facebook.
Oh, God!
You can give me one, or I can try to look on my computer. Because I can't look on my phone.
I don't know if you remember. Maybe you weren't in town, but... We skipped over M and N again.
No, I told you I was right.
I don't think you were. I think you told me something else.
Someone come at me because I was correct. Let me look up my sissy squad here.
I'm just saying, please don't go to jail or something. I'm trying to look at the post because someone posted basically all the people with Eminem just fucking came at us of like, when are we going to get our fucking shout out?
Wow, Eminem got, they came.
They really came. Oh, ooh, man. Elizabeth Hahn posted a picture of some hot guy from Temptation Island. Wow.
Okay, let's focus because I have to be in the lobby in like 15 minutes to get some money.
He was sweaty. Oof.
This has been 2 fucking hours.
You know, don't come at me for that. Anyway, y'all, I don't know where that post is, but I was just so it's M and N that we're supposed to do, right?
Why don't we? I would prefer it doing. I cannot find this. It's really hard trying to get on Facebook. Would you? Can just give me one.
I can just give you one. Okay, so here we go. We're gonna look.
Text it to me. So that way it will be something I say. But do it quick.
Why don't you do? I think you should do. Why don't you do?
I said text me.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Open your ears, Helen Keller.
Fine, I'll text you. Want me text you or Skype you?
Do yours. No, do just text me. Do yours while you're okay. Perfect. Okay, I got it.
So you're doing right, M and I'm doing N. Okay. Or is it L? Is it L and M?
M and N.
Okay. All right. My computer froze. I don't know what's happening. Okay, there we go. Okay. It's fine.
You see what the text I just sent back to you? If that's fine, we'll do it.
Da, da, da.
Y'all, isn't it great listening, texting across China? All right, here we go.
That's technology. All right, go ahead, Poodle.
My sissy shout out goes to, this is a first, y'all. This is Matt. This sissy shout out goes to Matt, not this fucker I'm talking to. But Matt J. Plows. Rhymes with plows. Matt J. Plows. Like plows his wife nightly? You know what? I'm not going to say that happens, but good for y'all.
Good for you. Why is it a sissy first?
It's a man.
We've done a man before. Yeah, we have.
We have. That's right. Yes. You did the vicar.
Yep.
So what's the second man?
This is our first straight sissy, I think.
And this man, y'all, is married to a person in the sissy squad.
It's true.
Matt Plows loves MMA fighting.
Oh, really?
He's kind of an amateur, but he prefers to. Strangely enough, to fight. His character is named Vera.
Oh.
And he's in full, not drag, because he's not that much. He goes in full face of makeup. And it's just strangely enough, but everything else is like a man. Also pearl earrings and a pearl necklace. And so he fights MMA as Vera, and he's very good. He's won a lot of... And like MMA is very bloody, you know. There's just stuff coming out everywhere.
Oh yeah.
And his signature move is the Vera 360, where he takes people around and spins them up on his hands like that, and then throws them all the way over there. But they land with a bling.
Oh.
Somehow he does that. Anyway, and at the very end, he gives every opponent an open mouth kiss, and they get lipstick on their face.
So tongue too?
And that's, of course, that's okay. Just being nice.
Okay.
Anyway, that's Matt House or Matt Plows. Sorry.
Jesus. Y'all, my sissy shout out is is a Nancy, but not a Nancy boy. It's a real Nancy. It's Nancy.
Oh, God. It needs to be a real word. It needs to be a real word.
Nancy. Bevac.
That's not a real word.
It is in another language, I'm sure.
You can separate the name and make it two words.
Nancy, like, Nancy Sevac, Nancy Tevac, Nancy.
Nope, not a word.
Wevac, Nancy Jevac.
This is hopeless. Just go.
Anyway, y'all. And
this is why I write the songs, y'all.
Y'all, Nancy Jevac, she's a short girl in her community. She lives up in California, and she's might be short in stature, but she is mighty, mighty in her tree climbing skills. She actually is known in the community. She climbs more trees than any girl ever has in her little town of Hayward, California, that she's from. And that's what they call, oh, there's Nancy. They called her the Paul Bunyan of Hayward. That's what they called her. Yes, and so much so that she ended up climbing so many trees that she married a very tall man. And y'all, a lot of people now know her as the girl that got out of town and married the husband with BDF, because it's huge.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes. Her husband. It's a redwood unlike any other. Anyway, Nancy also, she's not an assassin. I know y'all said we can't have any more assassins in our sissy shout-outs. But you know what she is? She is a professional snowballer as well. So she does, and I don't mean I don't mean blowjobs. I mean she actually is really good in snowball fights. And she again, you don't want to fuck with Nancy.
I love a professional snowballer.
And that's it. That's all I've got for my sissy shout out.
I've got too.
Nancy Redak. Yeah, goddamn it, Jevac.
This has been our China podcast.
This has been our China podcast.
We're taking next week off. Because there's no
listen, days. You already fucked it up. We're not taking next week off because this week is airing on the week that it's airing on Monday when 90 Day Fiancé is off. So actually next week, we will be back when this airs.
Okay.
You.
Y'all, it's the next day for me already.
He doesn't know where he is, but no matter where Poodle
is. I'm hungry.
Poodle loves a review, y'all. So go to
love a review.
Go to Apple Podcasts, leave 5 stars. Also, you can see all of our shows at sissythattalk.com. You can see Dear Maddie, Bitchcraft. Which, by the way, Bitchcraft, y'all, that Sabrina's dropping at the end of January. So be sure to watch Sabrina, listen to Bitchcraft. And you can also listen to River Mails and Sweet Tea, our Southern Charm podcast.
And y'all, join our Sissy Squad. In fact, I'm going to give a shout out to a fellow Hollywood Concert Orchestra person, Kate McKenzie, who just joined the Sissy Squad. She plays bassoon, and she loves 90 Day Fiancé, and she obsessed over it when we talked all the way on the bus. So, y'all, these people are 90 Day Fiancé fans are everywhere, and I found one on my tour.
You did good for you, good for her.
Anyway, shout out to Kate McKenzie, bassoon,
and that y'all can go to our cameos. I've raised the price back to what 25 again, but y'all can get us on Cameo. All the links are in there, and you can follow us on shows.
You sent me a Cameo link. I don't even know if Cameo happens in China. Jesus. I'm doing my best.
He's doing his best. You can also follow us on social media, y'all. And I think, is that all we got to say, Poodle?
That's all I've got to say. And just y'all remember, you do your part and I'll do my little
I just want to say, no matter what, y'all, we call these people lonely hearts, even Natalie, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. Yes, and if you want to go out and get a...
Jesus.
And if you... I can't read it.
You
and
should know you, it by now.
And if you yourself, whooshing... If you yourself want to get a 90 Day Fiancé and you have done that for yourself, please just call us.
Call us. Call us.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card.
This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.